Battle cries are not used much these days, unless you count Go Rams as one of them. Yet there is a battle cry that is sounded every day, even though the battle scene is not always recognized as such. It is the battle cry, "Lead us not into temptation." A battle cry? "Lead us not into temptation" is but a healthy reminder that praying this prayer, this Our Father, is the beginning of problems we would never have had we not been baptized into Christ and confiscated from Satan, death, and the flesh. You see, the forces of evil do not relinquish their territory without a fight. These enemies are armed against Jesus the Christ, with whom the baptized child of God is identified. No matter if the temptation is considered or seen as a trial, a test of faith, or whether it is seen as a seduction appealing to unbelief, we are brought into the orbit of temptation because the Christ in us is under assault by his one great enemy. Temptation meets us daily. As Luther put it, we live in the flesh and carry the old Adam hanging around our necks, inciting us to all kinds of evil lusts. And Luther on the world drives us to anger and impatience, hate and envy, revenge, arrogance, pride. Often becoming evident as we drive down the street or the highway during rush hour, or as when we turn on the TV or VCR. And as Luther knew, and as we probably know more than we care to admit, the devil concentrates his attacks, especially where conscience and spiritual matters are at stake. His chief aim is to make us discard both God's word and his works, to tear us away from faith, hope, and love, to draw us into misbelief, false security, stubborn impenitence, or else to drive us into despair. Sometimes the attack is direct. Has God said? More often, the spiritual life is just quietly eroded, hedged about, rendered comatose, killed. Our lives more like chaff in the wind than trees deeply rooted by streams of water. Family, finance, success, self-dignity, keeping schedules, flattering interviews, concern about a future beyond April 11, all of these can be distractions to our spiritual lives. And thus the battle cry, "Lead us not into temptation." And leading us through the battle of Satan's attacks, through the temptations, is Jesus Christ, our brother, who was tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Jesus the Christ met Satan in the wilderness and disarmed him by using the word of God. And by his death on the cross, Jesus the Christ defeated Satan, freed us from the power of the old evil foe, and forgave all our sin, including those times that we do fall into and give into temptation. And by his resurrection from the grave, Jesus the Christ, proclaim the end of the reign of death and the devil. The daily skirmishes with temptation continue. Satan doesn't give up easily. And yet this petition, this battle cry of ours, lead us not into temptation. This petition is answered. In Christ, the final victory is given and assured. For while in baptism we were identified with Christ and introduced into the battle, yet in that same baptism we were made members of God's family. And He does not give up on us. Rather, through His word, through His forgiveness, through His body and His blood, Christ makes us patient and enduring till we safely stand in our fatherland. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.